Time is filled with swift transition. Lord, of earth on the move can stand. Build your hopes on things eternal.
Amen.
Just hold.
Yes.
A time like this.
Hallelujah.
To God's unchanging hands. To God be the glory.
Yes.
Let me use this opportunity to extend my thanks and appreciation, as always, to your pastor, my pastor, Dr. Armstrong. He is certainly a great man. And the face of the Shiloh Baptist Church, not just in Trenton, New Jersey, but across the world. And God is doing great things through this congregation. Your giving, your prayers, your support is transforming lives and renewing communities outside of the borders of the United States. Thank you, Reverend. It's always an honor to share your pulpit. To the chair, officers and members of the Deacon's Ministry, and this loving congregation of which I am a part. This is a church, a home away from home. And like I always said to members coming from Liberia and other parts, Shiloh is like a refuge and strength, the very present help in times of trouble, the tent for the victims of the land. So we're grateful to be here. The pastor said it all. My wife is visiting. She's the darling of my heart. Like Nelson Mandela said, it is a long, long road to freedom. But we are getting there. God is making everything beautiful in its own time. It's good to see you, sweetheart. And my family members from home, the Providence Baptist Church, they are all here to support us. To God be the glory. On this Mission Sunday, I believe God has a word for his people. Mission is the heartbeat of the church. If you have a church that is just concerned about just being in these walls, I would say the church is living, but it is dead. Jesus said to his disciples, go. And I don't know, Reverend, God just teared up the theme of this message around missions. Today I will share with you and with all of us on the team, the blessing is in the going. The blessing is in the going. I count this term with men in honor of God's word as we look into the book of Genesis. And of course, Genesis is the first book, Pastor, I'm not correct, of the Bible. Genesis chapter 12. Count this term with men in honor of God's word. Genesis chapter 12. Verses 1 to 4. God is speaking to Abram. And the Lord said to Abram, go out from your land, your relatives, and your father's house to the land that I will show you. I want you to identify the personal pronoun. I will show you. I, the Lord is speaking, will make you into a great nation. I will bless you. I will make your name great, and you will be a blessing. Verse 3, I, the Lord is speaking, will bless those who bless you. I will curse those who treat you with contempt. And all the peoples on earth will be blessed through you. So Abraham went out. The Lord told him, and Lot went with him. I want you to skip over to chapter 15. Chapter 15, verse 5. He took him outside and said, look at the sky and count the stars. If you are able to count them, then he said to him, your offspring will be that numerous. Pray along with me. Guide me, O thou great Jehovah, pilgrim through this barren land. I am weak, but thou art mighty. Hold me with your powerful hand. Bread of heaven, feed us till we want no more. And now, Lord, let the words of my mouth and the collective meditation of our hearts be acceptable in your sight. O Lord, my strength, my redeemer, and mine all. Amen. Please be seated. The blessing is in the going. Kindly turn to your neighbor and say, neighbor, the blessing is in the going. We need to say it like we mean the Reverend. Neighbor, the blessing is in the going. Reverend, I have a personal testimony that I would like to share. At age 16, God called me to the gospel ministry. I had no understanding what God was doing. Absolutely no understanding. From the very humble background, I'm the eighth of 16 children. Daddy income couldn't take care of all of us. And many a times we live just on one meal a day. And sometimes it came at night when mommy had to wake us up to eat. We went to school with just a cup of water as our breakfast. But we were content. So growing up, given my own background, I said to God, I want to become a medical doctor, or better still, a lawyer. The understanding then was, I want to help my family to another level. I want mommy to be elevated to another level, daddy to be elevated to another level. And I believe that God was going to bless me through the calling that I have placed before myself. But when man proposes, God has his own plan and purpose for my life. He called me, and I decided to go to the seminary. No support. It was a journey of faith. I got to the seminary that morning, took the entrance, made the pass, and absolutely there was not a cent for registration. I took just my transportation toward and fro. And with that transportation, I went on campus for registration. I walked into the president's office and said, I want to go to school. Whatever I can do to earn my education, I will be grateful. And he said, what did you bring? I said, I have 15 Liberian dollars. That is about 10 cents. He said, take it to the business office. Before the beginning of the semester, I had a call from the business office that someone had deposited some money for you. Up to today's date, I'm yet to know the name, the demographic, or the identity of that individual who deposited the money at the right time. But the blessing is in the doorway. A church, this is my concern. Since then, God has always made a deposit in my account. That money was able to take me through college. God has always made a deposit. Went to school, came to Princeton, graduated, went back, and never the day that the Lord had disappointed me. The blessing of God is always in the going. And God is not concerned about your abilities, what I can do, who I am. God is concerned about your availability. Once you avail yourself, God will bless you in ways that no man will understand. The blessing, church, it's not in your ability, it's not in your strength. The blessing is in the glory which upon in life. When you say, Lord, I stretch my hands to thee. No other help I know. If thou wilt draw thyself away from me, where will I? The blessing is in the glory. And everyone that God used in the Bible, God is not concerned about how many degrees you earn. That's not qualification for the government. He's not concerned about the church. He's not concerned about the religion or political or social affiliation. God cares less about that. In fact, God does not want to use what you have already earned. Because when God gets ready to make his own product, at the end of that product, it should be indicated made by God. Abraham, if that's the one who God called in the Bible, has some buts, but they made themselves available. They had some questions, but they made themselves available. Gideon said, Lord, how can this be? And he said, Gideon, all you need to make yourself available, and I will be with you. Esther, it is not my time to appear before the king. But Esther, you need to make yourself available because God wants to use you. Jeremiah, Lord, you know I am a young man. Cannot shut up, Jeremiah. I knew you when you were in your mother womb. All I need, just make yourself available. Mary, how can this be?
I am a virgin. Mary, the Spirit of the Lord will come upon you. Just make yourself available. God's call. Abraham. God identify him by name. It doesn't matter, church, where you sit. It doesn't matter who calls your name on Sunday morning. Ushers, it doesn't matter who identify you by your name. God is not concerned about that because he knows you by his name. Your name is written in God's book of law. When God gets ready to identify you, he calls you by name. Abraham, the call of God. There are some calls you can put off. You can put off a doctor call in the morning. You can put off an appointment with somebody. But not the call of God. When God gets ready to use you, he calls you. And Reverend, this is what sometimes bothers me. God will always interrupt your plans. He interrupts your schedule. God will bring you to a place where he will always place doubts on your mind. Like I always said to theologians, when God calls you to ministry and you just give him, I have a question. Because there are times that you need to question the call of God from the hymn of plan. God said to Abraham, leave your home. And you know, Abraham was like the head of the family, waiting on daddy's inheritance. Leave your home, your people. Leave everything. Pick up the cross and follow me. God interrupted the plan of Abraham. Again, when God gets ready to use you, God will interrupt your plans, your schedule, your everything about you. God will step in and take charge of the wheel. And like in the book of Ezekiel, God will take you to the potter's house. He will break you, make you, and remake you for his kingdom. God does not need the education on this journey. God does not need your prestige on this journey. God does not need your family background on this journey. God does not need your bank account on this journey. God does not need all that God needs is just your availability. The blessing is in the going. Come just as you are. The call. He said, Abraham, come out. Get out. I'm about to do something great for you. I will make your name great. I will bless you. Reverend, there are some hours, personal program in this age and time that we are so accustomed to. Sometimes they take the form of insurance. Some of us take on jobs because of the benefits that we anticipate. Good life insurance. A good medical insurance. But God said, that's all you need. I will bless you. I will make your name great. Because the earth is the Lord's. And the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. I'm not concerned about the creation. I'm just concerned about the source of all spiritual and material blessing. Leave Abraham. to the land that I will show you. God will always call us to launch into the deep. No idea of where he was going. No idea, absolutely. It is a journey of faith. All you need, Abraham, just obey and make yourself available. I love what Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. said. He said, anyone can be great because everyone can serve. You don't need a college degree to serve. You don't need to make the subject and verb agree to serve. You don't need to know about Einstein's theory of relativity to serve. All you need to serve is a heart of love and a soul that is generated by God's grace to a place that I will show you. It's a journey of faith. Each day is a life with God. And sometimes when I sit in the back and hear about Dr. Armstrong talk about this family life center and look at the financial component that is attached to the vision, the blessing is in the word, the going. It's not the amount. It's the blessing that accompanies when God is in it. Leave. And Abram left. And Abram left the insurance, the benefits after daddy's death, the property, the huge deposit, endowment, he left because of I, to the land that I will show you. No indication, I will bless you, Abraham. And Abraham left. The Reverend, let me not try to romanticize scripture. Let me place my own humanness when it comes to scripture interpretation. Even though I have a degree from Princeton, but there are times, sometimes it doesn't add up when you try to look at scripture. It doesn't mean that we will just accept God's call. There are times that we doubt the voice of God. Like this young man that God calls three times in the temple and he couldn't recognize God's voice. There are times that we need to question God, like John the Baptist who had baptized Jesus. And when he was in prison, he sent his disciple to go to Jesus to ask if he was the one that he had baptized. There's sometimes in ministry that we stop and try to prick our eyes through the darkness of life. Sometimes it gets tough and the tough gets going and you wonder if God is still with me on this journey. Abraham was like 75 when God called him, but it has been like 2 decades and the blessing has not afforded itself. And Abraham carried the doubt of God in his heart. And God had to appear to Abraham in chapter 15. And God said, Abraham, I am the same I am. Not I was, not I will be. I am in the present, the same God of yesterday, today, and the same God. I am your great and exceeding joy. Reassurance for the ministry. And Reverend, this is what I love to talk about. And quickly, I take my seat. He said to Abraham in verse 5, he said, I know that you've been weak. I know that you don't have a child. But I want you to know that I have not left you on this journey. I walk with you. I talk with you every step of the way, wherever I am. Your reward, I am your shield. But I want you to do me just a favor, because I know that you are getting weak. And every time you try to doubt my very presence on this journey, do me a favor, Abraham. You cannot carry these things on the journey. You need to reach a point in ministry that you make yourself vulnerable. Use me, Lord. Here am I. It's not about the degree I've come, just as I am. And God said to Abram in verse 5 that I want you to come out. Come out. Something is stopping you from going. Come out of it. If you must receive my blessing. I don't know what is stopping you today, but we are stuck. It's something. Something. It could be doubt. Something. It could be a thought that your life is all messed up and God cannot use you. I don't know what about it. Something. It could be at the point where you want to give up, throw it in the towel because of family disorientation, children, try to go wayward. Something that you question your own ministry philosophy with God, your walk and prodigal experience. Something. Somebody told you that you will mount to nothing, and you still carry that thought since you were 18. God is saying to you today that you need to come out. Now, God cannot walk with you as long as you are stuck in your own mentality. You haven't given all to Jesus. You haven't given it all to God. You still carry something that God cannot use on this ministry journey. Come out! Someone is doubting past this ancient time. Can we build this family life center where your dream come into reality? Look at the financial component. It is not about you. Come out and get on board. With God, all things are possible. What he did in time past, God can still do it. Come out. And when you come out, he told Abraham, I don't want you to look around because you will get so weak. When you come out and look at others, look at the cars, look at the jobs, look at some of your friends, the impact, the contribution they are making, you will get weak. You will get discouraged. But Abraham, when you come out, I want you to look up. And not around you. Look up to the hills from whence cometh your help. When you come out, look up. For the name of the Lord is still a strong tower. The righteous run into it and they are saved. When you come out, look up. Eyes have not seen. Ears have not heard. None has it entered the heart of man what God hath in store for his people. Come on. And look up to me. Not at the silver. Not the gold. Look up to me, for I am able. Keep your eyes onto the house. blessing is in the glory. And this is a gospel story. Some 2,000 years ago, there was nobody worthy to set us free. Sin had no over mankind. Not the prophets, the Levitical structure to save man. But borrow me your imagination. A conference was called in heaven. And Jesus said, Lord, send me. The blessing is in the glory. How would this be? He said, I will leave behind my royalty. I will leave behind my name. I will leave behind everything. Because living is connected to giving. He came and he was born unto the Virgin Mary. You knew the story from Sunday school. He grew up in Palestine. At age 30, he started his ministry. 33, he was accused. Someone said he was betrayed. He was crucified on the cross. I'm talking about the blessing. It's in the glory. He was killed on the Friday. But early Sunday morning, he arose with power. The blessing is in the glory. And God gave him a name that is above every other name. At the mention of the name Jesus, and every knee shall bow, every tongue shall confess that he's Lord, because the blessing is in the glory. And church, I'm so glad that Jesus took on that mission. And because of his mission, his obedience, God has given me a new name. He has put a new shoes on my foot, a new clothes on my back, and I can sing amazing grace. How sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. Was blind. But now I can see too many dangers, toys, and snares. I've already come. Grace. God bless you.
Yeah, God. Everybody standing to their feet. Come on, let's lift up the name of the Lord. The blessing is in the going. Somebody shout, thank you, Lord. Somebody shout, hallelujah. Somebody shout, glory to his name. Glory to his name. He's worthy to be praised. If he did not go, we would not be. Come on, somebody. The Lord has been good to us. The blessing is in the going. Bless his name. Deacons and deaconess clergy, help me extend the invitation. Bless the name of the Lord. Choir is going to sing a song of invitation. And as we get ready to invite, we want someone to know the blessing is in the going. When you go towards the Lord, there is a blessing that is due unto you. And so we want to invite someone, anyone, everyone. to really consider what it means to come to Christ. Deacons, deaconess clergy, help me extend into the aisles. Help me extend this invitation in the name of Jesus. Bless the name of the Lord. Bless the name of the Lord. Bless the name of the Lord.
He will give you brand new life abundantly.
Is there anyone here today?
Oh, come.
Wish to give their life to the Lord Jesus Christ?
Come on.
Anyone want to take that walk of faith?
To
and say, Lord, I'm going to trust you. I'm going to look up to the hills from whence cometh my help. In the name of Jesus. Anyone here today? Anyone here today? Anyone here today? We offer. Oh, my sister. Yes, he will. He'll give you brand new life.
New life.
Why don't you come?
Oh, come?
Oh, bless his name. Anyone here want to join the church? Every head bowed, every eye closed. Let's pray together. Father, I simply ask now that your word that has come with fire and with anointing, that your word would not return void. That somebody in this sanctuary, Lord, everybody needed to hear the word. And that somebody would make a decision to trust you and not trust anybody else. Oh God, open up the doors. Build the bridges. Help us to walk over on dry land. And knowing that you are God and above you there is no other. So tonight, oh Lord, this morning, oh Lord, I simply ask that you would shake someone loose from where they are and bring them to where you want them to be. We thank you for your preacher man, who has preached out of the depth of his soul. Thank you, Holy Ghost, for using him to your glory and to your honor. Oh, Lord, may the word not fall on fallow ground, but may it take root in somebody's heart, that they may come to know you, God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord. We bless you now. This is our prayer, and in Jesus' name we pray it. Let all of God's people, the redeemed of the Lord, say together, amen, 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 and amen.